Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith.
Hello, 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 my friend. Very good afternoon to you. It is, of course, yet another Friday. Closing off yet another beautiful week, I must say. It's rather a quiet one, and I'll tell you why. It's because I want to make 25. You know, those who are getting paid today, for some odd reason, they always lie low when they're getting paid. But anyway, my friends, be greeted. It is, of course, Spectrum, Friday's edition of Spectrum with myself, Luko. And we'll be together all the way up until 6 o'clock this evening. Now, Fridays are Creatives Corner. It's either we get you an author or we get you a musician or any other form of art, actually, to be celebrated. And that's pretty much how we open up our Fridays. Today is no different. And you might be sensing a little bit of a spring in my step. That's because today is rather special than... Okay, guys, I'm not saying you guys are never special. But today is really different for me because not only am I having my homie, but I'm also having a gentleman I worked with for years. So I'm really, really excited. I think this is a good way of welcoming him in because... Taco, taco, taco. Good afternoon, my friend.
Good afternoon, Lou. Yeah.
I'm so excited. I am so excited. This is unbelievable.
It's been a while.
It has been.
I'm so excited and happy to see you.
When did I leave the Eastern Cape? Guys, I left Eastern Cape in 2019. So it's been 7 years.
It's been 7 years. Time flies.
It's been 7 years.
Time flies.
And I think I did bump into you last year.
Last year's legend.
But guys, that's literally the only time I bumped into him in all these years. Because Tsako is hectically busy. Anyway, let me introduce you to this gentleman. So his name is Andile Tsako, right? And he's not from East London, by the way. He is from PE. All right. Now, my first encounter with Andile, I don't know if you're... Do you remember it?
I do.
The first encounter I had with Andile, I had just decided I was going to do an event in East London. And that was my first, right? Yes, that was my first ever. Must have been 2015, 2016, somewhere there.
2015.
You had just arrived in East London, right?
I think it was 2015.
Yeah.
It was 2015, most definitely.
Uh-huh. And Pumlila was like, let me plug you. Next thing I've got this guy. That event. And he brought me a new tenor. I was like, who's this guy? Okay. And he came on board. Absolutely amazing. And just, I don't know if he remembers this as well. Andile, Aya, and Sisipo were my, what do they call that thing that's always with lyrics written there? Guys, I used to write songs and I wouldn't remember the lyrics myself. So they would always, I'd look behind me and they indicate where do I move to and the lyrics sometimes, because I never really knew my repertoire. So I am grateful, forever grateful to this guy, and that's my welcome to him. Lovely to have you, Ace.
Thank you, man. I was so worried about the traffic. Hey,
traffic is real.
It's hectic. It's hectic. I'm so glad that I made it.
Oh,
I'm so
man.
Glad that I made it. But I'm good, man, Lou. I'm good. God has been good.
Mm-hmm.
God has been wonderful on my side, you know. Ever since the last time you met me, I am still that same person.
But I've grown significantly musically.
Yeah,
definitely.
Most definitely, because of the amount of work, amount of time that I spent creating music and working with other people and creating my own as well.
Let's start with you, because there's a lot Andile and I are going to talk about. No, it's not about Ubukaya Bethu. It has nothing to do with that, but it has a lot to do with his music, because I'm going to literally unveil who this guy is. And he has a song that we're going to be playing as well on the show. But Andile, briefly, who are you? I know you're from Kabeja, but when somebody says Tsako, and I'm going to call you Tsako because a lot of us, is there somebody that actually calls you Andile and you're randomly?
They do call me Andile. But most people, they call me Tsako.
Yeah. Exactly. Tell us, who's Andile Tsako? Just a bit of detail about you.
Andile Tsako is a singer, songwriter, vocal producer, vocal director, vocal coach, you know, but most importantly, a child of God.
Yep.
He grew up in Port Elizabeth, Eqebega. And then Wafunda Kona, studied his music, Eqebega. Back then, thought that it was just an extramural activity.
Really?
For sure.
But what did your parents think about it?
No. My parents always knew that I could sing because we are all singers in my family.
Okay. You know, so makanja.
Yeah. You know, it was that thing of parents, education first and then music later.
Because music was just a hobby to them.
Yes, it was a hobby. And to me as well, I thought like that, okay, music is just something, you know, I have a voice, like anyone can sing, you know. So, and I discovered that as much as iskolo sibalulekile, and then come back
to your music.
And come back to this.
So you are one of those people, I'm going to give you what you want, parents, but I know what I really want.
At the time, growing up, I just wanted to study and be an 8-to-5 kind of a person.
Okay.
You know, but as I was growing, I started forming groups. We formed a group called Aziza. And then we were singing with my siblings and our friends. And then the passion for music, Yakula more. And then I joined Ibandu Church of Christ. I recorded, I think, 4 albums with them.
Oh.
4 albums. Ibandu Church of Christ is the church that produced Abo Lundi Njamaha, Abo Putandi Libi, Abo Tembosi Boy. So that is where the passion was developed, you know.
Mm.
And then Yakula, Lendo Yakula, I recorded with my group, I think 2 albums, Aziza. And then I moved to East London.
But what informed that move? I mean, at the peak of your musical career at that point. And I mean, if you guys are from, know the Eastern Cape, we in East London have always viewed PE as the biggest stage. Though the reality is, musically, East London seemed a little bit more developed at some point in time.
My move to East London was to pursue my studies.
Oh.
You know, I defeated in 2014 in East London.
Okay.
But Bandabaninse, they noticed me in 2015.
Exactly.
Because I was trying to hide in 2014.
So you were like, I'm here for school.
I didn't want people to know that the Akula and all that stuff.
Yes.
And then I think you were my 3rd gig.
Really?
In East London.
Oh.
Because my 1st gig was with Usis Nosviwe.
Okay.
We were recording Usis Nosviwe, and then my 2nd gig was with Usis Jessica. And then my
Jessica, the latest Jessica Ben.
The late Mbangeni.
Oh, because I remember she used to gig in East London as well.
And then the 3rd one was with you. and the story is so funny that I didn't even know that I was coming to back you.
Give us that story, because Mina, I went to rehearsal one afternoon and I found you there. I'm like, who's this guy? You know?
So I came to East London in 2014 to pursue studies and journalism. And then I was like, okay, I'm done with music for now. Let me just put this one aside.
Oh, guys, did you hear that? Journal in the house.
So fast forward, 2015, bump to Machiza. Are you here? Yeah, I'm in. Give me your numbers. Okay. Fast forward.
Change.
Work with Machiza, good producer, Nos Viewer. And then Pumlile was also there. But producing, I think, Andile Saule Yena.
Yes.
And Pumlile was like, bro, you here? I'm like, hey. People are starting
not
to.
Supposed to be here.
Now I'm starting to be seen that I'm here, you know. And then he called me, Pumlile.
Mm.
Yeah, bro, where are you, man? Yeah, man. He said, Rez, what's your problem? No, man, let's meet up at St. James.
And that's where the rehearsal was, by the way, guys.
So, okay, I'm going to Pumlile. And then the next thing, Luko, this is Andile. Andile, this is Luko. Luko, this is our tenor.
And this is news to you as well. You're like, what?
It's news to me as well. But I was like, oh, okay. At least I know these people that are working here.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, fine. So that's how it started. I'm your Pindubuyela gigging life in East London.
You know?
So the move, Usuga, PE, was for studies.
Oh.
And I didn't want people really to know that I can sing. But yeah, put your
And believe it or not, guys, Andile, Aya, Sisipa, remember those 3? those are the people I started with and actually the people I ended with. There was never any drama where I was like, I don't want to work with Luko. I don't want to work with Andy. No. We literally worked together up until I left the Eastern Cape.
Yes, indeed. I think we had three shows, ne?
Yes, three shows. Throughout the...
Your one...
Three of the annual shows, actually. And then four. Remember... Yeah, because we also had... Abopumelela, if you remember.
Yeah.
Yes. And there was another one that was somewhere in town. So I think we had like five gigs altogether.
Yeah.
Throughout the year.
So skinny then.
Yeah. He was. Guys, if go and search Andy Letsako. In fact, I want to direct them to our very first video. There's one on YouTube, but I don't like people seeing
that
video.
Please don't do that. Please don't embarrass me.
Very embarrassed over that video myself. But then, Andile, did you end up fulfilling and giving their parents their diploma back?
Yes. Oh, yes, for sure.
Love it.
For sure, you know.
Love it.
I graduated in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And then I continued with music. I worked for a radio station in Kinza.
Oh,
Wild Coast FM.
Wild Coast, I see Wild Coast.
You know, and who's this guy's name again?
I can see his face, tiny guy.
Yeah.
I know him because we used to work with him at another station I was working for. I remember him very well.
You know, he used to ask me all the time, how do you find your news? I say, I know people in high places and in low places. You know how I got my news?
How?
I would be going to a gig in ICC.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Hemingway's.
Okay.
So now I am a band member there.
Yeah.
I already have access to all the dignitaries
around
now.
Around and everything. Oh.
So while I'm gigging, I am also chasing for the stories.
So you knew how to hit two birds with one stone.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so I was always surprised. How do you get to these people? Oh, my gosh. It's the music is opening for me.
Very interesting. But how did you then get to a point where you said, look, let me fully and wholly ply my trade here, because we've seen you grow exponentially in the music scene. Was it an easy decision? And think about it also, East London is quite small. Though big in the arts as well, but it is quite small, and a lot of people get frustrated and think the solution is moving to Gauteng, actually. Why did you still believe that you would make it in that space? And like you're saying, indeed, guys, he teaches music. So how did you go about that particular aspect of your life?
It started like so small. I was just a normal tenor guy. And then I saw a space where music directors, they have to do everything.
True.
You know, I saw a gap because I can play keyboard here and there, so I understand the numbers, systems, and things like that. So you would see that, okay, the music director is focusing on the band side.
Mm.
He must still come back and teach the vocals what he wants. Oh,
I don't mean to fault them, but vocals were very much neglected. That's the truth.
So I was like, okay, there's a gap here. So while they are busy there, let us try and do something that fits what they are doing.
Yeah.
So it started like that. And then everyone now started working with me as a vocal director. They called me, come work with me. You're going to be my vocal director. I will put Mandis. Also, Bumachiza. Like, everyone's like,
Where is he, by the way? I haven't seen Budmandis in the longest time. Is he still around East London?
He's in Greece.
My guy.
Yeah. So I think he's coming back later in the year. But he has a contract in Greece, music.
Absolutely amazing musician.
So that's how it started. The man again, the voices, you know, like, oh, okay, let me just formalize this thing. Because there's no one that is doing this thing currently.
Exactly.
So that is how I stepped into vocal directing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yakula. And then I was like, oh, okay, let me also do the coaching.
Oh.
Not only arrange and also coach.
Wait, what is the difference now? Now you must give us the difference.
Okay.
All right.
Directing is telling the people, okay, what ingoma is a wamba kanje, eat.
The structure of the
actual
song.
This is the structure.
All right.
You know, and then there's also part of arrangement.
All right.
And then vocal coaching. You can sing.
But let's make you sing properly. Oh.
Because as singers, we have habits. We are cooler.
Trust me. I'm back to that point because I haven't done music since forever. So yes. Coaching is very vital, this side.
So in music, there's a thing called singing right and then singing kamnandi.
Okay.
Khona ukuthi ukucula kamnandi, khona ukucula right. Ucula right, ucula notes right.
Oh.
But there's also another side, but oh, okay. Mandicule kamnandi ke ngoku zimbini
azowe. So basically you're saying one can actually sing notes but not necessarily beautifully.
Yes.
Oh.
But kwelinye icala you want to do it nicely so that umuntu omameleyo
finds pleasure.
Chokakhle.
But how did you find, do you think it was easily accepted in East London? Well, because remember, you also mentioned it wasn't quite a normal thing. How do you then introduce it to, well, the thing is also I kind of get Wuti, the guys that would be heading the project are actually musicians that get the concept.
Yeah.
But how do you then sell this concept to a local who's just doing a show? Because oftentimes that's what we did. We were just winging it. Yeah. Bringing Pumlile, bringing Put Mandis, bringing Put Koku in to say, okay, this is how things are going to run. Because oftentimes we really didn't have the bigger picture.
You know, it was very easy to introduce it because I didn't deal with artists.
Mm.
I deal with music directors all and right. producers.
That sell the vision to whoever the client is. Client.
You are the client, you say, I want to record, I want to have a show. Oh, okay, here's my team. Andile is going to lead the vocals. So what we will do, we will meet Mnanet, music director, and then anike ideas zakhe zonke ba ufuna zithini and all that. And then I also add in terms of voices, but oh, okay, what is it that you want here? Ufuna ihambe njani, ufuna ithini, ithini, ithini. So we would track those ideas.
Sure.
And then it made life easier for them. Now when voices are coming to rehearsal, I it's not a new song. It's something that they have already heard. It's just that ngoku siyoyibethelela isidampu.
Okay.
Or if there's anything entsha that is coming out from the session that we have, then we will change here and there.
Sure. I must say you took a risk. It paid off, but you took a risk. But also then tell me.
But it just it came out naturally, man, and there was really? No resistance at really? Any point. You know, East London was so welcoming.
It was the whole idea.
It's not something that I said, okay, guys, this is what I'm going to do. It just happened like automatically,
seamlessly,
you know.
Wow.
And then everybody just, oh, okay, he's a vocal director. Oh, okay. We also want
and
him.
It then became a norm. Everybody's like, no, I need a vocal director. I need him to come and direct here. But also tell me, how then did you manage to strike this balance between you being a director, a coach, and you actually being a vocalist yourself? Because I think oftentimes, and you'll find a lot of this with abantu who play keys, they focus so much in that their gift is actually neglected to a certain degree. Though I know, for instance, one of the people I've seen do this really well was Nqubeko. You know that he's a pianist, but you will not forget that Nqubeko is actually a vocalist.
Yeah.
But oftentimes we get shocked when we hear people sing because I've always known you as a pianist. So how do you then come from behind being the Andile we all knew who's always been known as a BV, and suddenly you are a lead singer? And how do you strike the balance between being a coach and a lead singer?
You know, one needs to understand their role in every project that they are called in. So for me, it's easy to strike a balance. You call me, you want a vocal director.
That's what I am
okay. in the project. So I come there. Not that I'm going to let things slide on other departments
yes.
if there's anything that I need to add. But I need to understand my core business with you. Oh, okay. She wants a vocal director. Oh, okay. She needs a vocal a coach. Someone who's going to take him back and say, oh, okay, let's do away with the scopies. Let's do away with this. Let's go back to the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, dos. You understand?
What a struggle.
Yeah. So every time you step in into a project, you must know why you are there.
Yeah.
That is the first step of being able to get your balance.
Okay.
You know, when I work with Mzekelo, Utatu Vutel.
Yes.
I don't put Uvutela and Mhlambi Uziyanda Yes. Oh, okay, kuziyana siqala usebenza kanje. Okwanye kuzibani ba siqala usebenza kanje. So I always separate people.
These are two totally different entities with different sounds as well.
Different sounds. Ithini sound yalo?
Okay.
Ithini sound yalo? So I work with what is in front of me now.
All right.
And then I can put it together if I want to, but I need to deal with what I have in front of me now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then xa uphinda undibiza ke ngoku come and do tena, I do tena.
Oh, wow. Whatever you need, I shall be as long as it's in my power.
I can switch like that.
True.
I can switch like that. And understanding people's strengths, understanding people's styles, understanding what is it that they want to achieve in a project, it makes it easier to strike the balance.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. This is really fascinating, I must say, because like I say, I've seen you grow into that. And then the next thing I was like, guys, there was a time where, and I'm coming to a very interesting question here. There was a time where, and I was here in Gauteng actually, I saw Tsako literally in every post. I looked at this guy, I was like, how do you continue? Because you've always been a reliable person. And let's be realistic. Musicians, designers, photographers, those three people.
Designers those are the worst.
You will find your suit or your dress in pieces three hours before your event.
I had to go buy a suit.
Please bring it.
Sorry for interrupting you.
Bring it.
I'm just bring it, man. For my graduation, I had to buy a suit. While my suit is being made by a designer. And then after graduation, the suit is still not done.
I saw 2 days ago a lady, I don't know if you know Unasizo Mdende. Apparently she had ordered a dress or something, and the lady was making it. Her party was a celebration past, and then she had another event in December. And she was gracious. She told the lady, look, it's fine. I have another event in December. I think this must have been in September last year. Mm-hmm. You can always give it to me. Came that event in December, the dress is still not ready. So such is life. So how on earth do you manage? I'm not even speaking about relevance. I'm talking about reliability and honesty in a space, especially because you come in a province that can be busy yet so small. How do you continue and how do you manage to maintain your integrity? Yes, you're a believer, I get that. But in that space, Andile, because like I say to you guys, of all the 5 gigs I did with Andile, there was never really a time where I wouldn't get him. I do remember though a time where he was dragged to a gig and you remember it. And he was late. And when they got to the gig, I was in tears. I was crying.
She was so disappointed. But I'm telling you, man. But your producer said she spoke to you. We're going to start here. And then come back here.
But the beautiful thing about that moment, Tsako, that you actually will never realize, or you never realized in that point, was that I was never angry at you.
Yeah.
I was never angry, not because I was favoring Tsako, but because he had never proven unreliable.
Yeah.
He had never proven. So how do you manage in a space like that to maintain your integrity, not only in the quality that you produce, including how you deliver your music? How do you continue to maintain that integrity?
You know, in the business that we are in, the music business, you can be good, you can be talented. But if you are unreliable,
you know, self-assassinate.
so you are just killing yourself.
You know?
So for me, I think it's in my character.
True.
I am someone that doesn't like to disappoint or ujiga into besindivumile.
True.
You know, you can give me a gig now and then someone else comes and
offers
counter,
more money.
And counter that. I'm not gonna take that. It's a matter of principle.
True.
I have committed to your project. I have said that I'm going to be available. I said I was available.
Exactly.
When I said I was available, there was absolutely nothing that was there. So for me, it's a matter of principle.
Mm.
I always put myself in other people's shoes.
Yeah.
You know, oh, okay. What if it was me?
Mm.
And then somebody does this to me.
In the 11th hour, somebody drops me.
You know, it's so stressful. And I understand how painful it is to be dropped at the last minute.
Yeah.
I don't want it for someone else. I know how it hurts. There's how it hurts to set a time for rehearsal, and you and also have your time. But okay, 5 o'clock it's rehearsal time, and then 8 o'clock I want to go home. And then people do not meet that time.
Mm. Oh, that's another thing I never struggled with. You lateness, I never struggled with, you know, that
so,
one too.
So I'm someone that respects other people and respects my business,
your craft, exactly.
Because this is not just music; it is my business.
It's your business.
So I am selling service.
Oh, ooh, come on.
It's service. So I always say to people that, you know, the other tenors in East London, I'm not the very, very best.
Nah.
But
work ethic. Work ethic.
But it's easy to work with me.
Very easy. Listen, Andile, let's grab a glass of water and then we will be back. We're going to talk about Andile's music. By the way, guys, we have actually a song lined up for you by Andile Tsako. And I want him to kind of warm up his vocals because Andile is not going to leave without singing here. That would be injustice.
Yeah, I don't even know if I can sing.
Aibo, kanjani?
Aibo, no, AI, it's me.
It's not AI, it's him, guys.
Where hope and faith thrive. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Kenny Shibambu and No Greater Love brings us to 16 minutes to 5. Time truly does fly when one is having fun. And on the other side of the studio, Andile Tsako is back. He is our artist on our Creative's Corner for this afternoon. We're talking about his musical journey earlier on and just his integrity. I've really been fortunate because I got to work with Andile for a number of years. But Andile, let's talk about you as an artist and the music you've released. Albums, EPs, when did you release your very first music? When people were like, oh, Andile's got a song out?
I think it was last year, ne?
If really?
I think last year I released a single, at my Kale Kim.
All right.
And then later I released the EP that included the same single.
Oh, okay.
Which it had 5 songs. Nguwe Ithemba Lami, first song.
Give your faith wings. Enqabeni
enguJesu. Esihlalweni.
7 a.m.
Mawudunyiswe. And then Maiqale Kimi.
Andile, who writes your music? Let's get to that. As we're honest, let's be real. Who writes your music? Take us through that EP.
I wrote my own album.
What?
I wrote my own album. The first song Nguwe Ithemba Lami yona ipalwe nguwara, a friend of mine.
Okay.
And then ndayigqibezela and co-writer wezinye indawo.
All right.
You know, it's a song that we used to sing together Ebantu Church of Christ Nguwe Ithemba
Lami. Oh.
And then the rest of the project ndibhalile. I wrote. I also have co-writers, my wife, but
she's into music as well.
She's not into music. She just writes. She writes beautiful stuff. You know, and then I've co-written with, I think, Ipaleyo, and then Daikabezela Nayo. So it's only original stuff. Uput Andile, Makoma.
Guys, Uput Andile is one of our first coaches, that guy.
So I should say 70% of my work.
Upalele. You're right. But why? I don't want to call it a risk. But why write Andile? Because if you think about it, people have been doing imifutumezo, you know? It's become a norm that people recycle songs in this day and age. And no matter how many times the gospel of right music has been preached, we still find that people or the music that sells will be what we've always sung. Why did you take that risk route? It's a very risky route, my friend.
You know, I wouldn't call it a risk.
Okay.
Think it this way. imifudumezo, they were written.
Were new songs at some point.
At some point.
Okay, okay.
So in the next future.
Strategic. They'll also be warming up your songs, my friend.
So for me, I believe in...
That's clever.
In creating new stuff, a new sound. I wanted to just... ukuveza uAndile, you know, not just uAndile the backing vocalist, but uAndile the writer, uAndile the minister.
Yep,
you know. So by writing my own stuff, it's my heart to God.
Sure,
you know, and it abantu ba wrong ngofu dumeza, but for me,
but you had to express yourself.
I had to express myself. Ndoba bao. Siphimna nawe ngoku okanye ndithini mina kuwe ngoku, you know, okanye ndithini mina how ndifuna ukuthini ngale project, you know, okanye abantu mabalinde lentoni apha kum, you know. So nazixelela ba okay, let me just do my own stuff. I had an option of recording imifudumezo imininzi,
exactly,
no, but I was like okay, it's Andile. And funu figure send the sector. Oh, okay, Gloa, wala, wala, tula, la send.
But who has been? I don't know if I should call it greatest motivation. But who has been your biggest engine throughout this musical journey? There are people you sit down and say, "Ayabona, had it not been for that one," and not only because they kick-started your life, but they've also been a constant in the journey. But hey, it could even be that they launched you and left you halfway. But when you look back, you're like, Yabona, that experience either changed my life or will forever be there with me.
You know, I have a long list of people or institutions that
contributed
to who I am today. My family. You know where I come from, because the love and passion for this, it comes from the family.
True.
And then the church, Bantu Church of Christ, you know.
Definitely contributed.
They groomed me a lot because we had a lot of artists there. We had a lot of beautiful singers there to look up to, you know. Because growing up, Figel and Angos is Rebecca, like a lot of artists.
I'm Dala, what was that? These artists is mentioning guys. I'm Dala.
You know, Butsi Zwezako, you know.
That is, how old are you? I know.
Hey, I'm old. Pumile go youth.
Old enough, really? Okay.
You know, he also played a part, you know, in my journey. Because I would visit him. We would sit down, you know, and talk about music.
Yeah.
And talk about music business. You know, he would warn me about things in the music industry. He would tell me that, take your time. Take your time. And when you come, just come like a thunder.
You know, babona ukuthi ufikile.
You know, so there's a lot of people that contributed, you know, or Sibuma Jiza, Mandisi Luqomo, or Gary Ndlovu,
my
brother, Ufana Nathi, you know, that one, there's no one that does it better than Ace.
Ninawa.
Ninawa. You know, so the list is endless, man. Yeah. Even people that I have now forgotten, because Unbuza Ngok now
on
so,
the spot,
on
exactly.
The spot, you know. So the list is endless. A lot of churches that welcomed me to be part of their conferences.
True.
To be part of their worship teams. Send figure lando your coaches and your worship teams.
Wow.
You know, so it has been a beautiful journey, and God has been good, you know. So I have a lot of people that
come to your mind.
Oh, Vovi Batala.
Oh, but Vovi. True. I must say, he definitely contributed to me as well. That one. I'll put Vovi. I will put Kuku.
The list is endless.
Yes.
Yeah. The list is endless.
Eastern K peeps. Funny that you mentioned that. Put Kuku. Put Andile. Who else you just mentioned?
Osim Tembile.
You know, Abakir. Those are people that really groomed us in the Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
Really.
You know, and they are still there. Still doing
still
the same
active.
Thing.
Yep. They never grew weary.
Ay, Abatino, Basapa. They are just like, they are just a phone call away, you know. Pastor G, Mr. Mbe, Zman Ban, they are always ready to say, oh, okay, Nancy direction, yeah. Nancy line for prayers, you know. It's not only about ukucula, but they also support you, like, in terms of guidance spiritually as well, you know.
Sure. But Danley, we're running out of time, but I really just want us to talk about this song that we're going to play. We're going to just have two ads and then come to the song. But tell us about Maqalekimi Sivuselele. Why that song? What was going through your mind?
Hey, I had just arranged a song for a friend of mine. You know Ace Mabusela?
Yes.
I had a beautiful song, but I got Pumi Ngomayaki. Hey, I need to shout at him. He needs to release that song. You know, when you feel that, hey, you have outdone yourself on this one. Like, you're listening to it after the recording
whole,
it. Like,
yes.
And then I've sent it through to him, and he was like, boy, what did you just do here?
And then, and that's him, the reaction. That would definitely be him.
You know, so as I was about to clock, again, closing the computers and things like that, I was like, oh, but God, I really appreciate the gift that you have given me. So I started worshiping, you know, and then, yeah, fell out poking uklingom. My colleague, Milendu Miso.
You did exactly what I wanted. Please go.
Sure.
O
Baba Yehla Moya.
Ooh.
Usi Gwalise My Kaleki Lendu. So that was the first arrangement of the song.
I got what I wanted out of him. Oh, yo, from Tala.
So with this song, as you know, as ministers, we are frontliners. You know, musicians and singers, Nase Pipeline, they have been used
at the forefront.
True. Like we army, you know, to confuse the enemy at times. So for me, I was like, oh, okay, I cannot stand there and pour from an empty cup.
Yeah. Start with, yo. I can't write, I can't produce people's music unless you start with me.
So that thing I pour it from an empty cup. So this song is about that.
Ah, that is okay. You just hit me hard. Any last parting words you'd love to leave today?
Are we parting already?
We're parting, my friend. Listen, your song is 5 minutes 32 seconds. Okay. We've got 5 minutes to the news. So if I don't, we're gonna cut it 2 minutes. We can't have that.
My parting words, South Africa. Thank you very much for your support. For those Abangagai Valley Project, please go and download, stream, DSPs, Zako, Zonke, right.
Yes, please.
We already know
yes,
that.
Please.
Bluetooth, WhatsApp, again.
Do not do that. Do not kill our local artists' craft.
Yeah, please.
A lot goes into that.
Please.
And to book you, to follow you, how do we do that?
Andile Tako on Facebook, Ace Tako on Instagram, Ace Tako _ on TikTok. And then to book me, please send us an email at ocustpro@gmail.com. ocustpro@gmail.com.
As an O, the letter O, cost.
O, cost. And then K, the letter K. That is my surname in reverse.
True. O, cost. Genius, man. But anyway, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very
it's really
much,
been
Lukumen.
Great. And yeah, continue to fly high. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you very much for having me.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The word for today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.